Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week.
I'm Howard Felsen, radio director for Jerusalem Post. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what is the Parsha this week?
The Parsha is Ha'azinu, the week of Shabbat Shuvah, the Shabbat that this year follows really immediately after Rosh Hashanah. Parsha of Ha'azinu is the great song of Moses, in which he describes all of Jewish history and Jewish destiny. There's a powerful verse in the Parsha where Moshe calls the Jewish people Am Naval Velo Chacham, a people that has a tendency. Naval in Hebrew. There are no obscenities in Hebrew, but Naval is close. It's a despicable. It's something that is obnoxious. The Jewish people have in themselves the unfortunate characteristic that sometimes their behavior can be judged as Naval. V'lo chacham, and they're not wise. Jewish people are smart, they're intelligent, they win Nobel Prizes, but they're not wise. Because wisdom requires a sense of vision, a sense of the future, a sense of how our behavior will look in the backdrop of history. And someone that's lo chacham, not wise, never sees it that way. He only sees what's in front of his eyes, is focused on the now. And now really is a very, very narrow, changing, uncertain view of things. Now, so how does one become a chacham? What does Moshe mean? So Moshe says that by studying this song, one can become more wise. One can see what has happened to us in the past and can learn lessons from it. Can see all of the foolishness that has been tried and failed. And now all of a sudden people rediscover the foolishness as though it were something new and are willing to try again. They're doomed to failure. So, Elohu Avicha Konecha, the Rabbonu Shalom is the one that has acquired you. God is the one that owns you. Eventually, we're responsible to God. Eventually, we're responsible not only to God, we're responsible to ourselves. And times of the year, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, are meant to emphasize how we should deal with ourselves, how we should internalize all of the good things. So it's not only observance, which is necessary, naturally, but more than observance, there is a sense of vision, a sense of holiness, a sense of purpose, an attitude, a value system. In the Jewish world today, the value system has been eroded. That all of our values almost are non-Jewish values. By non-Jewish values, I even mean non-Christian values. That have been invented by a modern society to justify illicit and lewd behavior. So we have to be more wise. We have to acquire wisdom. We have to see ourselves in perspective. We have to deal with ourselves that way. I once said that, you know, there are four kinds of Jews. We find that in the Haggadah of Pesach. But I have four different kinds of Jews for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. There are Jews who are observant and religious. There are Jews who are religious and not observant. There are Jews who are observant and not religious. And unfortunately, there are a lot of Jews that are not observant and not religious. Our task is to be observant and religious. Religious in the sense of the value system that we have and the ideas we care for. In the message that we communicate to others, and the way we build our world and our lives. If we do so then the song of Hazinu has had the proper effect upon us. It has taken us away from being an Am Naval, a despicable people, a Lo Chacham, and a foolish people, and has invested us with wisdom and with eternity and with the sense of spirituality and holiness that the Lord implanted within us.
Thank you, Rabbi Beryl Wine, on Parsha Hazinu.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wine talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.